اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum as-salam, Brother Mahdi, and as-salamu alaykum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. In the first part of today's program, we all are going to listen to the recitation of verses 61 to 66 of Surah Az-Zumar, recited by Sheikh Hajjaj Ramadan Hindawi, the Egyptian reciter.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa yunajjillahu alladhina اتقوا بمفازتهم لا يمسهم السوء ولا هم يحزنون. الله خالق كل شيء
قبل
عبادك لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين بل الله فاعبد بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين. صدق الله.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 61 to 66 of Surah Az-Zumar, recited by Sheikh Hajjaj Ramadan Hindawi. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Ramadan, Hajjaj Ramadan al-Hindawi. His style of recitation is very similar to, I think, the third or fourth generation of reciters. The first generation was reciters such as Muhammad Rifat, Ali Mahmoud, Abdul Fattah, Sha'shai, Siddiq Minshawi. The second generation were reciters such as Mustafa Ismail, Muhammad Siddiq al-Minshawi. Who else?
Abu al-Aynain, Shu'aisha.
Yes.
And Mahmoud al-Banna.
Yeah, we had a lot of great reciters in the second generation. That's why it was called the golden age of recitation. Az-Zamanul Jamil, something that I think Az-Zamanul Jamil was the name of that time.
And we were talking about Egyptian reciters, actually.
The third generation, I believe, were Shahat Muhammad Anwar, Sheikh Muhammad Abdulaziz Hassan, Sheikh Muhammad Imran, Sayyid Mutawalli, Raghab Mustafa Ghalwash, and other reciters. Okay. Now, the fourth generation is this generation. I believe this is the categorization of the four generations. Anyway, his style of recitation is similar to Sheikh Shahat Muhammad Anwar, Sheikh Mutawalli. The reciters of this generation, they recited the Quran similarly. That's the point. And Sheikh Hindawi is reciting in the method of Warsh al-Nafi'. And
could you talk about some clues?
Yeah, just the way of, from verse 62, we notice the differences. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in. The lengthening of Maddul Lin in Warsh al-Nafi' is only whenever there is a Maddul Lin followed by a Hamza. In fact, the Hamza is the cause of the extra lengthening of the Matulli. Okay? If there is no Hamza, there is no lengthening, extra lengthening. For example, if we have Yawm, Mim is after the Matulli. So Warsh does not lengthen this Matulli. It only lengthens the Matullins that have Hamza
at the end.
At the end. For example, Sawin, Shay'in, and so on and so forth. And verse 63, لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He doesn't say وَالْأَرْضِ, وَالْأَرْضِ. We have نَقْل of the short vowel of the Hamza is transferred to the letter that's before it, which is Lam. So we say, we pronounce the lam with fatha and we completely ignore the nabr of the hamza entirely.
The glottal stop. We ignore the glottal stop.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. This is matul badal. Okay, matul badal means that the cause of the mad, instead of being after the mad,
is before it.
Yeah, it has been replaced, substituted to before, and that's why it's called badal. Badal means substitution. Because it comes before the long vowel, it's called matul badal. And in Warsh, you're allowed to lengthen it to 2, 4, or 6 vowel counts.
Yes.
And Sheikh Hindawi, he lengthens it more than 2 vowel counts.
And a final point, brother?
Another point is in verse 64, we have... No, actually, in verse 63 and 64, we have tarqiq of ra. Humul khasirun. The ra is pronounced with tarqiq. In Warsh, most of the time you look at the previous letter. If it has a kasra, it's pronounced with tarqiq. Like here, khasirun. Or if it's preceded by a madulin, a ya, sakina preceded by fatha. In fact, you have to again pronounce the ra with tarqiq, such as in verse 64. قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ Instead of saying أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ, the ra is pronounced with tarqiq.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Another aspect of the Quran is the necessity of listening when someone is reciting the Quran. So when you recite, you should recite carefully with tadabbur. When someone else is reciting, again you have to listen carefully. You cannot say, I am not reciting, someone else is reciting, I do my own work. Or, I don't do anything, but just keep silent. The voice of reciter is coming, but I am not following. The Quran says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِذَا قُرَأَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ This is Surah A'raf. When the Quran is recited, listen to it and be silent so that you might receive mercy. So, in Arabic, as you know, we have a difference between sami'a and istama'a. Sami'a is heard. Maybe someone is speaking over phone. I don't want to listen, but I hear something. This is called sami'a. But istama'a means you listen carefully. So when the Quran is being recited, you have two responsibilities. One is insat, which means sukut, silence. But second is listening carefully, attentively. So this is to show respect, but this is also to receive rahmah. If I'm not respectful, this is very bad. But on top of that, I have deprived myself from barakah which is coming. So if someone else is reciting and I listen carefully, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ Maybe you receive rahmah, because Quran is rahmah. نُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you on a last care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن.